Good evening. It's May 10th, 2018, and this is Nancy Thornton, chair of the Pacifica National Board. I'm calling this meeting to order. There was a concurrently called closed meeting. That closed meeting will follow this open meeting when we conclude this open meeting. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Yes. Grace Aaron, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Jonathan Alexander, KPFK. Jonathan? Can't hear you. Adriana Casnave, KPFT.
Present.
Present. Chris Corey, KPFA. Chris Corey? Can't hear you. Bill Crozier, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Joseph Davis, KPFT.
Right here.
Present. Catherine Davis, WBAI.
Here.
Present. Benito Diaz, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Jan Goodman, KPFK.
Present.
Present. William Heerwagen, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA.
Here.
Present. Dwayne Lark, KPFT.
Present.
Present. Ken Laufer, WBAI.
Here.
Present. Tony Leong, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Afia Nwangaza, MXP affiliate.
Present.
Present. Alex Randall, WUBI affiliate.
Present.
Present. Mansour Sabah, KPFK.
Hazir.
Present. Nancy Sorden, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Alex Steinberg, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Carol Travis, KPFA.
Here.
Present. Tom Voorhees, KPFA.
Here.
Present. Muscula Washington, WPFW.
Here.
Present. I did not hear Jonathan. Are you there? Are you on the call? Jonathan Alexander. Chris Corey. Okay, Chair, we have 20 present. That's quorum. And I believe we have Tom Livingston also on the call, correct, Tom?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, are there any absences to excuse? I don't
believe so.
I didn't see any.
No.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I need volunteers for timekeeper, one for the item number, and one for the person.
I'll do both.
Thank you.
As long as
I can. Thank you so much, Mansour.
Adriana Casnay, point of information.
Yes, Adriana.
Yes, Madam Chair. I sent an email 3 hours ago, but I didn't receive any answer. We had posted two meetings, executive session and open session, at the same time. But it's not my problem with that is, according to our bylaws, the special meeting shall specify the purpose of the meeting, and no additional business not stated in the notice shall be conducted at the special meeting. That is Article 6, meeting of the Board of Directors, Section 4, notice. In the posted, the executive session does not specify any purpose. I think that is peculiar, because the only reason to call it a special meeting is with a purpose, and that should be posted when you post the meeting, right? The special meeting.
Right. Thank you. I put down the purpose of the meeting. I may have put it in a different field that was not showing on the calendar.
No,
is that what
it's there. And I, this is Janet. May I clarify?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So if you look at the calendar under today's date, it on the right-hand side, under where it says teleconference executive session not streamed, it says financial and legal matters.
Okay. Right. Yes, it's in a different place. So if you, so the one for the open meeting, it says purpose. And the one for the executive session, underneath it says, so over, all way over on the right, says teleconference executive session not streamed. And right underneath it, in little teeny tiny letters, it says financial and legal matters. So it's, it comes out differently for some reason in the executive session posting. So, I thought I put it in there. It's there, and it's posted. Okay. I didn't see it at first when I looked at it either, so, but it is there.
Chris Corey is on the line. Just wanted to let you know.
Thanks, Chris. Okay.
I have you down, Chris. It's Janet.
So, do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion to approve the agenda, Mansoor.
Any seconds?
Second.
Bill for the stack.
Thank you. All right. Are there any additions to the agenda, amendments to the agenda?
Bill.
I'd like to offer one.
Bill, go ahead.
I want to add, yes, please add Alex's motion from last week's executive session, motion to lift the veil of secrecy, to the open session agenda for tonight.
I second.
Okay, any debate on that?
Let me say, it was listed for 5 minutes. I think we should make it at least 10.
Can I speak on that?
Yes, Alex. Is that why you were? Go ahead. I thought
yes.
Maybe you had a different. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. I originally brought this motion for the executive session, but I think Bill is correct. This probably should be discussed in the open session because we're not. The motion itself is not have anything in it that's confidential. It's a motion to lift the veil of confidentiality from minutes in the closed session. So anyway, that's the reason why it should be an open session.
Chair, this is Janet.
Yes, Janet.
So where on the agenda?
Can I respond? It's item 10 from the revised agenda from May 3rd.
Right, but where on the open agenda?
For tonight. How about after minutes approval?
I think, I don't know. You have a couple of items there with no motions related to them. I don't know what they are. Items 4 and 5, are there any motions related to those items on the open agenda?
No. What? Was that someone that wanted to answer Alex's question?
Well,
there's a motion for 5.
There's a motion for 5. Okay.
So.
And I'm going to after I explain 4, I will request someone bring a motion.
Can I ask to put it after four?
Okay, that's all right. So that's a friendly amendment to Bill's motion to put it on the agenda at after minutes approval?
It's okay with me.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. So we have a motion to amend the agenda by adding Alex's motion, which he emails on raising the veil of secrecy on the, and that would be item, let's say 4A. It would become item 5, and then item 5 will become item 6, and item 6 will become item 7.
Chair, this is Janet.
Okay, go ahead, Janet.
It would be much easier for minutes and everybody's discussions to make it item 4A. We've done that before, and not change the numbering system, especially
yeah.
when we have long agendas.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Yeah, good point. All right, we'll make it 4A. How about we make it, yeah. Fine, 4A. All right. Is there any objection to this motion to amend the agenda? Okay. Are there any other amendments to the agenda? Okay.
Point of information? Catherine?
Yes. Yes, Catherine, what's the point?
You just said you were going to describe something that was number 4 that would be a change. It left me a little confused.
When we get to item 4, I will explain and request a motion about sequestering the funds from.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, any objections to the agenda as amended? Okay. All right. Next, let's go to minutes approval of the May 3rd, 2018 open session minutes. For 5 minutes. Is there any corrections to the minutes for May 3rd, 2018?
Motion to approve the minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Catherine.
Thanks. Okay. Any corrections to the minutes for May 3rd, 2018? Okay. Thank you. The minutes for May 3rd, 2018 are approved. Next item, sequestering the Nakapon National Office sale proceeds and the remainder of a loan money. So I don't think we need to mention exact amounts or anything, but we know that we're going to have some money from the sale of the Nakapon building. We know that some of that money is going to pay off the supporters loan. And also we know that there will be money left over, and there's also some money being returned to us from the supporters loan and from the FJC loan after all the settlement costs were taken care of and all of our items that we paid for with the loan proceeds. There's some small for us, not small for a lot of people, but I think there's going to be, you know, several hundred thousand dollars or so in that, you know, in that range left over. And I would like to, for someone to put forth a motion that we sequester that money in a restricted account until we decide, you know, what we're going to spend it on, that it not go into the general fund. We had been talking all along that we would use it for paying for audit and for pension, and we'll need to do a motion on that, and if there's other bills that we want to include. But I just want us to have a motion to set that money aside. If someone could bring a motion for that.
Carol, for
Adriana,
the check.
Point of information.
Yes, Adriana.
Madam Chair, I believe that in February, when we approved that, we decided where that money.
Adriana, you're kind of muffled. Well, I can hear you, but you're not. It's not very clear.
I don't know what to tell you.
Turn up your volume a little bit, and that'll help. Okay.
I use the same phone that I always use, and I don't have any other. I don't have a speakers or anything else.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Can you hear me now? Okay.
Yeah.
But I said in February. In February 8th. We approve how we will spend the money. We said, I need to understand, you are saying that part of that will be to repay the supporters' loan, right? That was the original thing, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay. And the rest, at some point in time, I think that we discuss, and that will be what I think that will be the right thing to do, is to put it through, take back from the FJC loan, the tower, the Mount Wilson Tower.
Okay.
I believe that we should do it like that, and that I believe that that is the perfect use of that money, because at least we can secure the Mount Wilson Tower. And I hope that KPFK people vote for that.
Okay. Okay. All right. I forgot to clarify something on that. Let me just clarify something on that. So I guess a couple weeks ago I sent you all an email that we were talking to the Forest Service about them accepting us having the tower as collateral for the FJC loan, and they had to approve doing that, and they did not do so. So so that means that we did not get the money that the loan money for that is being held back from us, okay? So we're not getting that extra $500,000 that would have been collateralized by the tower. And so that means that the money that we need to, that money was to set up the reserve for paying the interest back for the first 18 months. So so that means that what we're getting from the loan does not now include the money to pay the interest for the 18 months. And that money will then have to come from the sale of an Accapon building. So the good news is that, the good news is that we only have a loan for $3.2 million or so, and we only have to pay interest on $3.2 million rather than $3.7 million, but also then we need we need to use the money from the Nakapon sale to set up the reserve, which is required in the loan. We have to set up that interest escrow reserve to pay back the 18 months of interest. And so that just takes away, that leaves us with less money from the sale of the Nakapon to do the other things that we wanted to do with it. But as I said, the good news is we essentially paid back $500,000 of the loan, but not really. We just never got the $500,000 yet.
I think that's would like to be on staff.
Correct.
Perfect.
So we would need to sequester that money into the escrow account to pay back the interest, and we need to pay back, and we need to sequester the money for the other items that we were going to use this money for also, keep it out of the general fund.
Bill for the stack.
Okay, Mansoor, you were next.
No, Carol was next, but we got 2 minutes left for this item.
Okay, so Carol was next, and you, okay. And then Bill, then Benito.
No, and then Mansoor.
Okay, then Bill, then Carol, then Mansoor, then Bill, then Benito. I'm sorry.
excuse me, but I think I spoke before anybody else.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, okay.
What I'm having trouble because when I am speaking, if you call out your name while I'm speaking, I have a hard time keeping track of who's calling out their name. Okay, so I'm going to start a new policy right here and now. This is who I'm taking now. I'm taking Carol. I'm taking Mansoor. I'm taking Benito, then I'm taking Bill. All right. And from now on, if you call out your name while I'm speaking, I'm not going to put you on the stack unless you wait until I stop speaking and then call out your name, okay? Because I can't keep track of it if I'm trying to speak and listen to that at the same time. So that's what I'm going to do. So Carol, go ahead.
Thank you. I move that we sequester the proceeds of the Nakapon National Office sale and the remainder of the loan money into a restricted account separate from the general fund until we have a full discussion about how that money should be used. And I'm writing that down and we'll send it out in a moment.
Thank you so much.
Second, Catherine.
All right. And automatically we will be putting the money, I believe we will be putting the money for the interest payments for the first 18 months, automatically that will have to go into an escrow account.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes, Adriana.
Yes, Madam Chair. I don't understand the numbers because everybody say different numbers. From the sale, I want to understand that part. You mean that we will pay the support and loan is the first thing, and the rest will be put into the escrow for the 18 months, whatever reserve that we need to do for the FJC loan. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying there are two different set-asides. One will be for the escrow money for the 18 months of the first 18 months of interest, and the second one will be for the remainder of the money from the sale of the Nakapon and the FJC loan and the supporter loan that was left over after all the settlement costs are paid.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry, but I don't understand. You are not answering me about the supporter loans. The supporter loan was supposed to be paid first. We got sales by the supporter's loan. Is that correct?
That's correct. The supporter's loan.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
And Bill, I'd still be on the stack for this motion, too.
Okay. Mansoor?
All right. Well, time is up for this category, but thank you for clarifying that the supporters loan is going to be paid first. I did not receive the email that you were talking about that you had sent earlier. If you don't mind, send it again.
Sure. A couple of weeks ago I sent it.
I read all your emails, so send it again, please. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I will do that.
And I agree with Carol. I agree with Carol that it needs to be in a separate bank account so we can be accountable for it.
Mm-hmm. So, do I have a motion to extend time on this item?
Bill.
5 minutes.
Okay. Any objection to extending this for 5 minutes? I have, like, three more people that want to speak on this.
And then,
can I have a point of information, please?
Yes, Alex.
I would just like to ask Carol... her motion is something different than what you're suggesting, creating this escrow account. I'm just not clear.
I believe we have to set up the escrow account. We're required to set up the escrow account as part of the loan agreement.
May I answer?
Yes, go ahead, Carol.
I'm trying to write.
One second. The stream has been lost, according to somebody, so.
That's fine.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not fine.
Oh, we're good? We're still fine?
No.
Okay.
At least I'm not the right to
leave. We've lost the stream. Okay. We've lost the stream. Otis, are you still with them?
Yeah, the public is concerned about it.
The stream is back. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Okay, may I proceed?
Yes, Carol. Go ahead. Apologies. We lost the stream for a minute. We didn't do anything while we were lost on the stream.
I am trying to... An answer to...
Go ahead,
I go?
Carol. Yes,
I am trying to answer Alex's question. I am trying to write a motion that takes into account the discussion and clarification of the necessity to deal with some issues from the two loans, and that we're talking about the remainder of the proceeds, sequestering that. Is that accurate, Nancy?
Right. We're talking about sequestering the remainder of the loans.
Right. After we have used what we get from the proceeds for servicing two of the other two loans loans.
Right.
Okay. So that's what that's what I'm writing. Okay.
Thank you. That sounds good.
Janet.
Thank you.
Janet, I have a question.
Yes, what's your question, Janet?
So there was the beginning of a motion to extend, I assume, the item, and I don't think that was completed.
Oh, that's when we lost the stream. Okay. So we had a motion to extend for 5 minutes.
By whom? There were three
by
people.
Mansoor and Mansoor. Someone else. Okay. And someone else. Benito, what was your?
I propose both 5 minutes and 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. Mansoor, would you?
Yes, I have to keep track of it.
Would you accept a friendly amendment to 10 minutes?
That's fine, Adam.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending this item for 10 minutes? All right, we're extended this item for 10 minutes. Okay, let's see here. Mansoor, did you want to speak on this?
I have one question. Didn't we remove Nakupon Building from the loan, so it's a separate entity, and the money from that supposed to go to pay the friendly loan, plus the rest of it goes into a separate account, separate account?
So we had the Nakupon office building as a backup to collateral for the tower. Okay.
Okay, fine then. Thank you.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, point of information again. I'm sorry, but I shall.
Go ahead.
When we passed the motion for the sale of Nakupon, we said that the rest will be there to pay the debt of the pension plan.
Right.
We passed that motion, was my substitute motion, and we passed it in February.
Okay. But I just want to make sure we've got this money sequestered. And until we can sort all that out, we may already have a motion that says that's what we're going to do with it, and that's fine. And then we can go with that.
Can we call it restricted account instead of sequestering? Just
I think Carol did mention she was going to call it restricted. Is that right, Carol?
Yes, I'm saying that it's into a restricted escrow account separated from the general funds. Is that good?
I believe so.
Okay.
Tom, if I have not described this proper, you know, if you think there's anything needs to clarify this further, if you could add anything that I may have missed
before I send in the motion.
Yes, Madam Chair, I think you've got may I go ahead?
Yeah, go ahead.
You've described it as I understand it.
I read it once more?
One second, Carol. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, the friendly loan will be paid first. There's a reduced amount because we're not using the tower and the total amount of the loan. There's a reduced amount of money for the interest reserve account, and there were amounts of money that were left over from both the friendly loan and the FJC loan. The piece that I don't know is I know the sale amount for the building, but I don't know what the commission is, so I can't give an exact amount of number that's going to be left over. So you described it exactly correctly.
Yeah. William, request for information.
Go ahead, William.
Thank you. The maker of the motion said something about the other two loans, and I didn't hear anybody explain. Now we have three loans, the other two loans.
Okay. No, what Carol was referring to was servicing, paying back the supporters loan. Friendly loan, whatever, aka supporters loan, and also servicing the FJC loan's interest for the first 18 months. Those are the two loans she was talking about.
There's only two loans, not two.
There's only two. That's right. Mm-hmm. Thank you for asking. Next on the stack was Mansoor. Did you get to?
Yes, I'm done. Thank you.
Okay. Then Benito.
Excuse me.
And Bill, remember?
Could I just read what I wrote just to say if I got it right?
Sure, go ahead.
I move that we sequester any remaining proceeds from the sale of the Nakupon National Office after playing the, quote, friendly loan, unquote, and setting aside an account for the first 18 months to service the interest on the FJC loan into a restricted escrow account separated from the general funds until we have a full discussion and a decision about how to use this money.
Okay, and you also need to add in there the money that is remaining from after settlement of the supporters loan and the FJC loan that comes back to Pacifica.
Where are the pension? The pension plan.
I think that's included, but maybe I'm not understanding you.
Adriana, to answer your question, this is just to like set aside the money until we may already have the motion that says we're spending this money for the pension plan, and if we don't, we're good. We can talk about that in closed session. This is just to make sure the money gets set aside, and then as far as earmarking it, that would be a different motion if you don't already have one.
Okay, thank you.
Bill, request for information.
What floor?
The floor?
Yes, Bill, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm confused. Why? Maybe I misunderstood Carol's motion. Why do we need to pay their supporters loan first before the retirement funding? The loan's a year. We don't have to pay it for a year, right?
It's what we decide.
Well, we had that was part of the a settlement agreement for the supporters loan, that it would be paid out of the proceeds of the sale of an Exxon building.
But Empire State Building doesn't care.
Empire, can I please explain that? Empire has already been paid. The judgment has been paid, and the restoration fees have already been paid from the supporters' loan.
Right.
So then the plan was, and it's in the, it, I believe it is in the agreement with the supporter loan, that we pay back the supporter loan with the money from the sale of an Axiom building. Grace, I believe you're about to address that.
Yes, that's correct. And the supporters' loan is collateralized with the Nakapon building. Once the building is sold, the loan is due and payable.
Right. That's why the FJC loan was second behind the supporters' loan as collateral for that loan, because the supporters' loan is using the Nakapon building as collateral. So once the Nakapon building is sold, the supporters' loan has to be paid off, because then otherwise there wouldn't be any collateral for the supporters' loan. So that has to be paid off.
Two minutes left in this category.
How much time?
2 minutes.
Okay, Benito, you have the floor.
Yeah, my point was simply a request for information, but all that got lost. But nevertheless, my question is, I'm totally confused at this point. 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, it was my understanding that as a result of the Forest Service not approving transfer to FJC, then we were supposed to do something.
Benito has the floor. Please mute yourself.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So we were supposed to do something. I don't remember what the options were, but I remember you telling me that Kriegler had three options that he was going to propose to us for a decision. And I don't see any of that in the discussion tonight or last week. So can you explain what the, or Mr. Livingston, what is the fallout from the Forest Service not approving the transfer of title, if I have it correct?
Friendly loan on setting aside the account for the first 18.
All right, if you're not Benito, would you please mute yourself? I'm getting a lot of background talking. Thank you.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Benito.
No, no, that's basically it.
Time was up.
You can clarify.
Okay, so I have an extension of 5 minutes for this item.
So moved, Benito.
The second?
Second.
Any objection? Okay, we're extended for 5 minutes. Tom, Mr. Livingston, would you take a stab at that? I didn't do a very good job of explaining that. I'm sure you can do a lot better than me.
Actually, I think you did. So the issue was that the while the loan was being loans were being negotiated, we were also in the process of renewing our lease with the Forest Service. The lease that we have for the KPFK tower is on Forest Service land. It's free to us. We have a 20-year lease. We have to pay $5,000 a year for potential restoration, but that money will be returned to us if we don't use it. So it's a great deal. As long as the use of the tower is for a nonprofit, at which we are, then that's the term of the lease. In order to have it be used as collateral for the loan, there's a document that they would have had to sign that would automatically assign the lease to a new tenant, whoever the new owner would be. And the Forest Service, and so John Krigler, as he said, he had two or three ideas. First of all, to try out with the, he needed to have a conversation with the person at the Forest Service, and did so. And they said that they have never signed a document like that. It's the federal government. There's no way that they could sign it. The lease could conceivably be assigned to a nonprofit. You know, one of the ideas was FJC is a nonprofit, and could the lease could be assigned to them, but the government would not sign this document that would automatically ensure that that would be the case. So the next step was to approach FJC, which John Krigler and Mark Hand did last week, and talking to Mark, we thought that might not be an option that FJC would accept. They would take the chance that it would be assigned to them and assure the collateralization of the tower. So they had the conversation, and what FJC has suggested is that so far we've borrowed under $3.3 million. And at that amount, the amount that's needed to fund the interest payment, the first 18-month interest payments, is approximately $100,000 less. So the reserve fund amount is less, and there will be a remainder from the it's not possible to collateralize the tower, and so we're not going to. And that was a concern of, as Ms. Casaneva said, it was a concern of many people that the KPFK tower would be used as collateral. So that's the good news. The bad news is that it's going to leave less of the money from the sale of the Nakapon building to use for other things.
But my question was, what is the decision that we were supposed to make, and what are the alternatives, the three alternatives? Well, I guess you laid them out.
Yeah, I believe it's not precisely what we I can't recall precisely what we talked about, but we were looking for options. Given that we found out that we couldn't use the tower, that this document, that this automatic transfer document was something that the federal government didn't feel they could sign, then we had to have an alternative for the amount of money that was going to collateralize in the loan. As Nancy said, in order for the loan documents to close, and given the uncertainty of whether we would be able to use the tower for collateral, they were assigned a secondary interest after the friendly loan on the Nakupon building. And so that's what will happen.
Chair, time is up for this category.
Madam Chair, we receive a motion from Carol Travis.
Okay. Does everybody see the motion from Carol Travis?
Yes, I want to amend instead of sequester, would be make a register. A restricted account instead of we sequester.
Okay. Before, could I have a motion to extend for 5 more minutes, please? On this
so.
Okay, thank you.
Second.
Any objections? Any
second.
Objections? Okay. So you would like to make an amendment to Carol's motion.
Carol, for
yes.
This.
Go ahead. What, Carol?
It says into a restricted escrow account, if you read the third line.
I understand, but I'm sorry, but what I'm saying, we cannot say, I move that we sequester. We will solve it instead of we sequester. I move that we open a restricted account. That will solve the whole thing, and you don't need to repeat it later.
I think it makes sense myself as it is, but...
That's okay.
Then I second the amendment.
Okay. Adriana, could you please send your amendment in writing, please?
Yes.
This bill, point of order.
Yes, Bill.
You know, I don't think Adriana had the floor, and the motion wasn't seconded, but I will second Carol's motion, and I think it's fine the way it is. I guess I didn't understand what Adriana was talking about anyway. I think what Carol's motion says is okay.
Carol's motion was seconded before Bill.
Oh, it was? Okay.
And Adriana's amendment was also seconded.
Okay. Are there any objections? Let's hang on a second. Adriana, I'm trying to see Carol's first.
I'm trying to write, but I can say it if you want again. Okay. I said I move that we open a restricted account with any remaining proceeds from the sale of Nakupon building office after paying the supported loan, because the name of the document was supported loan, setting aside an account for the first the escrow. I think that Mr. Livingston, you mentioned that the name of that was an escrow account with the first 18 months to service the interest FAC loan. Right.
Nancy, I see something that says the stream is lost.
Oh. Okay.
Again.
Otis. Hello, Otis. Thank you, Carol. Otis, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
I guess we lost the stream again. We're having
No, I don't believe so. Seems to be on.
I have two reports of this. The stream was lost. Now one says never mind. Okay.
Oh, really?
Oh. All right. Be nice to have a confirmation that someone can hear the stream.
I have my amendment.
Those are. I looked at the time on those. I think they're that the stream must be okay.
Okay. Maybe that was before, from before. Okay.
I think so. I think.
I send my amendment, Madam Chair.
All right. Thank you. I'm looking.
Can read it. I moved that from the. I move that the foundation open a restricted account with any remaining proceeds from the sale of the NACAPO National Office after paying the supported loan, and setting aside an account for the first 18 months to service the interest of HSC loan into a restricted escrow account.
Chair, this is Janet.
Yes, Janet.
I don't see the email with
a I don't either.
Amendment.
No. I don't either.
Okay, so, sorry. For
nobody receive it. I already send it. I see you here like I send it. I send it to Janet, to the chair, and to the 2018 PMB.
Not yet. I see... I hear the stream is fine. I see two reports that the stream is fine. Okay. I have another person. Wait.
Nobody can see it. Nobody received it yet.
Not yet.
There it is.
Oh, okay.
Sorry for the capital letter. Sometimes that was supposed to be.
I received it from. I received it from Gmail.
I just got it.
I just received it.
Me too.
Okay.
Carol for the stack, very quickly.
1 second, please. Okay. Go ahead, Carol.
I think it's really a substitute motion, and it seems fine to me. I don't know if there's anything I can do that makes it only have one vote since the motion was seconded, but if there is, I do it.
I'm reading this. Hang on 1 second. Okay. It's missing the part about setting aside the remainder of the money from the FJC loan and the supporters loan. That needs to go in.
No. I'm sorry. It's not.
Yes.
Where is it? It's in the form. It said the foundation opened a restricted account with any remaining proceeds from the sale of mark after paying the supporter loan and setting the escrow account for the 18 months. Well, it's all there.
There's additional money, Adriana.
What is it? That's why. Any remaining proceeds. After we pay the supported loans and we put the escrow, the 18 months, then the rest is what Carol was saying. Then we can discuss later on what to do, because we decide that will go, for example, to pay the pension plan. But she said for now we can put it in a restricted account till we decide what to do with that remaining money. The two things that we know that we have to do is repay the supporter loans and set the 18-month interest service for the FJC. That is exactly there, and the rest will be in a restricted account.
Point of information.
Okay. Wait a minute. Okay. One second. Let me just. There is money left over. There's going to be money left over from the sale of the Nakupon building after we set aside the escrow money for the first 18 months of the loan, the interest of the loan, and pay off the supporters' loan. There will be, and there's money going to be left over after we pay all the settlement costs of the supporters' loan and the FJC loan. And
Madam Chair,
I'm not done yet. Adriana? We have not designated that the money from the money left over from settlement, where that goes. We haven't designated where the money left over from settlement goes after we pay all the settlement costs.
Carol for the stack.
Go ahead, Carol.
I didn't understand that either, and it wasn't in my initial motion either. Either Adriana or I can change Adriana's motion to include that. However,
yes,
you want to procedurally do it, or if you just want to do it, I mean, I can do it in a minute. So it's also remain any money that have returned from the Empire State Trust settlement. Is that right?
No. when you get a loan, there are costs for settling the loan that the escrow agent takes care of. They pay the title fees, they pay the commissions, they pay they make sure that the money that the loan is for goes to Empire State. And then after all of that, and there was a document that listed all those costs. And after all those costs, the lawyer's fees is included in that. After all those costs are paid, there's going to be a balance left over from that, from the loan.
So any money left over from the settlement costs for the ESRT settlement?
No, any money left over from the settlement costs of the loans.
Okay.
Madam Chair, point of information?
Yes, Adriana.
We originally said that the whole amount that was the FJC loan will go specifically to pay all of that, and wasn't even enough. That's why we need to have the supporter loans. Now, you are saying that we didn't even need to put the Wilson Tower. It means that reduced the original amount. And you are saying that even it's extra money. Why then we make such a huge loan when we don't need it? And instead of that, it was some extra from the FJC loan. What that means? That the amounts that were there were not the right amount? How come the extra?
Yeah.
If it's extra,
okay.
Why?
Right.
Why was
right.
it put into the 18 months, service for that FJC?
Catherine for the stack.
Okay. When you get the loan, they always put some cushion in it because they don't know exactly what all the fees are going to be. And in our case, we have money left over from that cushion because some of the fees were not as high as they thought they were going to be, but there was enough money in there to cover what they thought everything would be, and they usually put in a cushion to make sure that if it costs more, there's a little cushion, and then you get that money back.
Why was it compared with the escrow, with the 18-month service?
It's not that much money. It's less than $100,000.
Whatever it is, was compared.
The difference come from the sale of the
NASA. Bill, what's your point of order?
Adriana has had way more than her time.
Yeah, William,
I'm not sure what this argument is accomplishing.
Bill, this is important to clarify this for people, okay? I don't want any people misunderstanding.